time now for the segment known as the West Ottawa District Dialogue, presented by Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco and Daniel Melnick, members SIPC. And this morning, once again, we're continuing with the same subject we've been talking about for the past few weeks, and that's the bond issue over at West Ottawa Schools. And joining us is Sue McKenna and also Darren Deistermars, the Yes campaign, I guess, would you say, key speakers, founders, motivators? How would you describe that?
Co-chairs at this point is good, yeah. A little bit of everything.
Well, we're joined by a cheerleader today, Tom Martin, superintendent, just cheerleading on the sideline for moral support for you guys this morning. But first and foremost, welcome. Glad you guys had a chance to come down today and talk about the Yes campaign. So why don't we just, because we spoke off the air about it, but what exactly is the Yes campaign?
The Yes campaign is a group of community citizens who are working hard to get the bond issue, which is badly needed, passed in West Ottawa. Most of us were part of the original steering committee that looked at what the needs were of West Ottawa, and then some of us have continued on to promote the vote.
Okay, so the Yes campaign, like you said, community-driven, mm-hmm. and it's for the bond issue at West Ottawa. Now, you say it's badly needed. Now, this is something we've rehashed week after week, but why do you say it's so badly needed?
Well, you look at the three things that we are focusing on, safety and security, building improvements, technology improvements. I think it simply states itself very well. Those are things that are really a necessity to maintain the already quality things we have going on in the West Ottawa School District. They're badly needed. They're, you know, from heating and cooling, roof repair, boilers, all those kinds of things that, you know, a lot of us don't necessarily think about it when it comes to a bond proposal. You're thinking of some of the bigger, more grander items, if you will. These are necessary items that need to get repaired, fixed, replaced, whatever the case may be, to maintain what we currently have.
Trust me, you'll notice if you go to school and during the January and the boiler doesn't work.
Oh, yes.
And the safety and security, I think that's very high in everyone's minds right now with what's been going on. And I termed it in many ways a changed world, because when I was on the board 14 years ago, we never would have thought that we would need to lock down doors and that type of thing.
Well, it's amazing because, it's unfortunate where things are, but we have to prepare for them, right? And, you know, I talk about this all the time with some of my, you know, my parents and even my girlfriend, who's from Kansas. I mean, she grew up with an open house. You know, doors were always open. They never thought about locking doors back in the day.
That's
you know?
The way Holland used to be, Dan. Mm-hmm. People didn't even lock their cars. We left our doors open. And not that Holland has changed so much, but the world itself has changed a lot. And we want to keep our kids safe.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been some of the responses from the community? Because obviously, with the Yes campaign, you're the quote-unquote boots on the ground, so to speak, for this. So how would you say the community has responded?
You know, it has been just an awesome experience. It really has. We've had, you know, board involvement. Administrators have done some amazing things. The entire staff at West Ottawa has been so supportive. But the people have really, I think they've stepped up. I think they've understood that the needs are there. There's a lot of wants that they would like to have as well, but we know this is what is truly needed. And so far, the community seems to have stepped up big time. There's a lot of positive being talked about it, really almost no negative. And to me, I think there's a renewed sense of pride. I really believe that. I don't know if we could have said that a few years ago. Definitely right now, it's pretty cool to be a Panther in this area.
It's the PTOs. I have to give a shout out to them because they've really done big tasks in each of their buildings. We had people going around at carnivals and stuff just handing out flyers. Here, you need to vote yes. They've taken ownership in their own buildings, too.
We're speaking once again with Stu McKenna and Darren Deistermars about the Yes campaign. And you mentioned how there's been a transition from a few years ago. Why do you think that is now? There's a lot more pride with this.
Well, I think one big reason is because the gentleman sitting to our right,
your cheerleader
Tom Martin,
today.
I mean, let's be honest. We needed a leader to come in and just really once again remind us just of the special place that West Ottawa is, and some other people have been put in place as well. But I think once Tom came in as the superintendent, a lot of things started happening. It was kind of a domino effect, in my opinion. And you look at, You know, my wife is also a teacher in the system, and you just see the pride that exists. You know, Sue talked about the PTOs and the principals and staff. They are so connected. They really take a passion and a pride with their respective buildings and as the district as a whole. Like I said, it's pretty cool to be a part of West Ottawa right now, and I think that starts with Tom. But I think it's simply a reminder that we've got some great things going. We didn't tell our story very well.
Mm-hmm.
And really, as of late, we've been telling that story and then some. We're not there yet, but I think people are realizing that we've got new leadership in town. We've got a lot of people that really do care about this district. And when this thing passes, so much good is going to happen. But as I keep saying, the best is yet to come. It really is.
Yeah, outstanding stuff, guys. We are unfortunately out of time. Sue and Darren from the Yes Campaign, in addition to Tom Martin, joining us this morning on the West Ottawa District Dialogue. If they want to find more information, the listeners, about the Yes Campaign, is there a place that people can go, or where can they get more information about it?
WestOttawa.net, and it will take them into a link that says Investing in Our Community. If they click on that, they will see all of the information, including sheets on every building and how they'll be touched.
Fantastic. Thank you guys for joining me this morning. What's that?
Vote tomorrow.
That's pretty important to hand out.
Polls do open at 7 in the morning and close at 8 o'clock. But if you're in line at 8 o'clock, they will let you in to vote.
All right. Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.